Ranching in the late 1800s can be a difficult life. One item that made it even more challenging here was the threat of cattle rustlers. It seemed just about anyone and everyone might steal a steer or a cow. The story of the queen of the cattle rustlers is next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Ann Bassett was born in today's Moffat County at Browns Park, Colorado in 1878. As Paul Knowles at the Museum of Northwest Colorado explains, she became one of the area's most colorful characters.
As she grows up, she becomes a very attractive woman, as well as her sister Josie, who's a few years older than her, and their mother dies in 1892.
Without motherly supervision, the two girls had freedom in the wide open frontier.
One of their good friends was Isom Dart, the black cowboy, and Anne's, she claimed her fiancé was Matt Rash.
Dart and Rash were both cowboys in the area. Cattle baron Orah Haley, who owned the Two Bar Ranch, accused locals of stealing some of his cattle. The reality is, there was most likely rustling of cattle taking place on both sides. Orah Haley wanted to send a message.
Well, Tom Horn, the most famous gun for hire out of the Old West, was actually hired to come in and scare some of these homesteaders, but the large cattle operations had enough, so they sent Tom Horn in to send a message, and he ended up killing Ann Bassett's fiancé, and then also this Isom Dart, who was a good friend of the Bassett's as well.
Ann and her sister Josie were known to hang out with the outlaws of that day, and she made it her personal mission to be a thorn in the side of Haley and the Two Bar Ranch for killing her friends. Haley even had Bassett brought to trial twice for cattle rustling, but she was acquitted both times.
She became known as Queen of the Cattle Rustlers after that, and she later admitted that she basically did everything she was accused of. So she was a fascinating woman, very much associated with the outlaws of the day.
Bassett later wrote of those trials as, "Those elaborate tournaments where men enjoyed the pastime sport of having me arrested and dragged through the court for various alleged crimes against the Lordy Two Bar, many of which I was as guilty as hell." Her infamous stories are still part of the county lore here. Traveling the Countryside in Craig, Colorado, I'm Andrew McRae.